Today's scripture lesson comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident in this, that we who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. May God bless this reading of his word to our hearts and minds.
Well, this has been a significant week, hasn't it? I want to tell you a couple of things I was surprised at and impressed with. On Tuesday night, our elders got together, as they do normally at this time of month. And when we went into the session meeting at 7 o'clock or so, I think most of us assumed that Hillary Clinton was going to win. And that was sort of what the polls told us was going to happen. In the period of 3 hours, when we came out later that night, some of us found out only when we got home that Donald Trump was ahead. And, you know, result, it appears that he's going to be our next president. There have been a number of reactions to that, heaven forbid. I did not know I had so many Democrat friends on my Facebook. They were just my friends. I didn't know they were all Democrats. I've been seeing a bunch of them with apocalyptic sort of visions of the future of the country. Well, I have apocalyptic visions of the country, but not because of who's president. It's that we are a country that has been wonderfully blessed, and we have, it seems to me, in just the span of my generation, my lifetime, we have come to the place where we've removed God from the market square, from the schools, from conversation, and we have left ourselves vulnerable to the hazards and the things that come along with sin. So it is, we are going to be a culture, kingdom, an empire that is going to take its turn along with all the empires that have gone before us, and we are going to, as a culture, demise, but not because of our president. No, it's because of who we are, and that we can't blame the president for such things as overcoming even the tendencies that our lower natures have. But I was so proud. Here's what impressed me, was that our elders were about the business of advancing the kingdom. Not once during that whole conversation that we had that lasted for about 3 hours, they went about the business of the church. Now I could tell because of the pockets of, because of the buzzers on several of the cell phones that people were buzzing each other, family members were buzzing each other as to what was going on in the electorate, but nobody commented on it. We were all clueless when we adjourned the meeting. So I just want to give you a perspective that the church is going to be the change agent. It's going to be the last great hope of the world. I'm fully persuaded of that. Regardless of who would have won the election, I have a very dear friend who has been very persuasive in advocating for a certain candidate and demonizing another candidate. And I said, I'm drafting a letter in my mind to get back to him. And I wanted to say to my friend, who is a Christian pastor, I wanted to say, you know, you've taken your eyes off of the King of Kings. You're looking at the culture. It's all right for us to have, you know, to celebrate if we voted for the winner, to be in despair or disappointment if we didn't. I did make the comment, I said, you were so persuasive in your demonizing of one that I personally decided to go independent this year. And I said, you didn't have that effect on me. But regardless of who won, Jesus is still king. Right? Isn't that true? Jesus. And we need to be reminded of that. And folks, I just want to give us some thoughts towards that end today. The chapter that our small groups have been going through is, this next week is going to be chapter 10. It is the final chapter, although I understand some of the groups are going to continue on for a couple of weeks, but the chapter is titled The Crux of the Matter. And in that video that you're going to see, he talks about, it's a very precious scene where he picks up his little kids who are sleeping on a couch or something. He picks them up and he takes them to the bed, and in the hallway of his house, he talks about that in his heart of hearts, what he really wants is for his children to grow up and love them. Now, grandparents, isn't that true for you? I think it's a human instinct inside us that that's what we really want. Well, so another good thing that happened this last week was that some of us, under the leadership of Rebecca, went over to the towers to talk to some of our members over there. She was talking to the leadership, and she read a devotion from a very well known writer called Oswald Chambers, who wrote a devotion called My Utmost for His Highest. And as she read it, it began to speak to me, correcting me about something that we've been doing here, even in the church. For the last 3 months, I've been helping the elders try to find the deeply held, non-negotiable value of this church and the human pride of the people in this church. Because out of the human pride, a vision becomes rather spontaneous, becomes known. But you have to find the human pride first. And as she was reading this devotional, I'm going to read just a few sentences of it, it corrected me on something that I need to change. Oswald said this, and Rebecca was reading it. He says, he, referring to God, is using you now for his purposes throughout the world, as he used his son for the purpose of our salvation. If you see great things for yourself, thinking, God has called me to this or to that, we barricade God from using us. That struck my interest. As long as you maintain your own personal interests and ambitions, you cannot be completely aligned and identified with God's interests. This can only be accomplished by giving up all our personal plans once